Many federal programs have taken a hit since sequestration took effect in March. The sequestration consists of just over $1 trillion of automatic spending cuts over the next 10 years. Spending cuts include 9.4% worth of defense discretionary spending, non-defense discretionary spending slashed by 8.2%, and Medicare is seeing a 2% reduction in spending, among other cuts. Well, how does that look locally? Melissa Prater is Director of Purchase Services with the Northeast Arkansas Area Agency on Aging. The agency has 23 senior service centers in 12 counties in Northeast Arkansas, and Prater tells where they're seeing the most federal cuts.
The biggest hit has been with the sequester this year has been with the more of the home-delivered meals than anything. And the home-delivered meals are meals for individuals that are basically homebound. It's a service to try to help keep that individual in the home and not have to go to a nursing home or to rely on a loved one to help take care of them. And so, you know, that's probably our most vulnerable senior adult in our communities are those that qualify for those home-delivered meals. And probably in our area this year, we received a little over a $200,000 cut in those services. So it's significant. That doesn't, you know, when you think about 12 counties, somebody might think, well, that doesn't really sound like a whole lot of money, but, you know, it is. It's a lot of money. It cuts out a lot of home-delivered meals that would have normally been going out in those communities that are not going out now.
Prater says the Meals on Wheels program has had to reduce the number of people it can bring meals into the region, as well as reducing the number of hours the offices can stay open per week.
When you look at the big picture of everything, that, you know, it affects the staffing in the senior centers. You know, when you cut funding, it if you don't have enough people to deliver the meals because you can't afford to hire them, you know, that's affected as well. The gas and the maintenance to maintain the vehicles to deliver the meals is affected. So it's the whole picture, you know, not just the meals, but everything else that makes that happen as well.
Another reduction the agency is facing is less state money coming into the centers.
We get a cigarette tax, and so because of people not smoking as much, which is a great thing, or people buying their tobacco products across the state line because they can get it cheaper, that funding has decreased over the years, and that is one of the other significant funding sources that we use for home-delivered meals. So when you put all of that together, you know, it takes money to do this service, and, you know, when you see no increases or cuts, it severely affects your program.
How do you address those challenges?
We look toward, we encourage fundraising. Of course, we always look to grants. You know, grants are tough, though. Usually they're small amounts of money, and they're usually for 1 year. So, you know, you can do an increase maybe for 1 year, but then when the next year rolls around, the money's gone, and you have to either cut back to where you would have normally been or try to make up that difference some other way.
Prater also tells how they're trying to provide food to seniors.
I did apply for a grant through the Walmart Foundation, and we opened food pantries within every senior center that we serve. And we're hoping that if there's a neglect in that senior center where we've had to cut people, that food pantry may serve as another source of food for individuals, both in the congregate and home-delivered meal setting. So we're trying that this year to see if, you know, that may close the gap a little bit. But there's, you know, we're always looking for creative fundraising techniques. You know, the senior centers take that upon themselves to do those, and it may be anything from a fried pie event to a chili supper to, you know, they may do yard sales. It's, you know, it's we let them be as creative as they want to be in order to try to raise extra funds to compensate the cuts.
According to Prater, the Northeast Arkansas Area Agency on Aging's budget averages about $5 million a year, which sounds like a lot, until you realize there are over 25 different services that are done at the 23 senior centers in 12 counties. Services such as adult daycare, counseling, emergency assistance, home health, residential care, tax assistance, legal services, and much more. Prater says the sequester cuts equals about 6% of the agency's budget, and with the sequester expected to last 10 years, she says additional cuts may happen in the future.
It really hit the senior center funding hard, so when you're talking about an area that works to serve those individuals in your community that are low income, minority, rural, that are already struggling, and then they take a cut on top of that. It really affects your community when those people don't get the services that they need. So I'm not sure what the future holds. We're hoping that something is worked out in Washington where we don't receive future cuts.
And that's Melissa Prater, Director of Purchase Services at the Northeast Arkansas Area Agency on Aging. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.